News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Anyone who starts their day with highly processed sweet stuff such as cereals or croissants set themselves up for a rollercoaster of blood sugar peaks and troughs which make impulse control and concentration difficult, according to our next guest, founder, director of Food and Behaviour Research UK, Dr. Alex Richardson. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, I don't want to put anyone off their breakfast, but if they are eating highly processed sugary stuff, what's it doing to them for the day?
Well, it is setting them up, as you've said beautifully, for a blood sugar roller coaster, because the faster things release their sugar into the bloodstream, the faster your blood sugar rises, the faster it falls. So, not very much later, you are going to find body pumps out insulin, that's the hormone that gets sugar out of your bloodstream and tries to get it into your cells. But a plummeting blood sugar level is going to stoke up automatically things like adrenaline, stress hormones, and so on. And if you haven't eaten some healthier items with that sugar, if it was just one of the sugary cereals with hardly much milk, or if your milk was skimmed, please don't believe that skimmed milk for most people is going to be better than the full fat versions, then what you're going to find is your mood, your attention, your concentration, they are on a roller coaster most of the day. And we've had the word hangry invented just in the last however long.
I'm very hangry all the time, Alex. It's the nature of it.
But have overheard, I must say, the number of those bottles that were giving you trouble with how many recyclings. I was thinking, I wonder how much sugary stuff is in those bottles.
He hasn't eaten anything yet. That's the problem. There's lots of coverage today of ultra-processed foods in the newspaper saying they should carry tobacco-style warnings about how bad they are for us. Is that a step too far, do you think?
It's not a step too far, to be honest. Because there was a superb conference just a month ago, I was down in London for it, with the absolute world experts here. Now, we all know that even trying to define the word addiction is difficult, but if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, these foods, the ultra-processed foods, they really are essentially chemical concoctions because they are defined because they've got very little actual real food as such in there. They're packed with additives and they're designed, don't we know, to be hyper palatable is the word. But as the old American advert said, bet you can't eat just one. And
yeah,
just as with alcohol, of course, some of us, should we wish to, can drink alcohol without becoming an alcoholic. And the same goes for these ultra-processed foods. To begin with, they focused for a long time. It was known decades ago that sugar itself hits the very same reward pathways in the brain that drugs of abuse do. Mm. And therefore, you do get the withdrawal and, yes, in the animal studies, you know, teeth chattering and so on.
But it's more complicated
than just one thing. It isn't just the sugar.
No, they're ultra. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Alex, this is, you know, possibly going to come to a crescendo soon because when I was younger, there wasn't that much ultra-processed foods around. We still ate a lot of stuff that was made from scratch. This generation that's coming up now are the first generation to whom this is somewhat native. Is that why we're seeing obesity? Is that why we're seeing falling concentration levels?
You hit on it, absolutely. Because our tastes and preferences are shaped very early in life. And rather worrying, very worrying, even before you're born, the kind of diet that mum is eating, some of that will indeed filter through to the unborn child so that a sweet tooth can actually start being fed before you're born. But it is as well the critical periods in brain development. So yes, for children, for adolescents, and you've nailed it with, it's the proportion. A little of these things wouldn't be necessarily harmful, although I will say some of the artificial additives that you'll find in some foods and drinks, you wouldn't want even one dose of some of the combinations there. But It is the combination of these things. And as well as having far too much sugar, another key factor about the ultra-processed foods, they give you a very unhealthy balance of fat. Now, we've all heard for decades, oh, fat is bad and fat makes you fat and high-fat foods. No, your brain is 60% fat, and it really matters what kind. It's the most fat-rich organ we possess. And the fats that are almost utterly missing from an ultra-processed food diet are the long-chain omega-3 fats that we find in fish and seafood.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you...
consumption of fish and seafood has plummeted. I hope Ireland, a bit like Scotland, perhaps does a little better than, you know, some of these.
Yeah, well, I think the challenge is... Well, you're definitely making me eat a better breakfast when I do come off air this morning. Dr. Alex Richardson, Founder Director of Food and Behaviour Research UK. Thanks very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.